Iran has fired missiles at Israel, marking Tehran's first attack on Israel since the ceasefire was announced in early April. The Israeli military says Iran has made, quote, a grave mistake in firing the missiles, while Israeli National Security Minister, far-right politician Itamar Ben-Gvir, has gone on social media to say, quote, tonight Tehran must burn. Jennifer Gavito is former US Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Iran and Iraq and joins me now. How surprising are these attacks?
Well, in light of Israel's attack on Beirut's southern suburbs earlier today, this isn't a terribly surprising development. I would note that, you know, we're hearing reports that it's maybe four missiles that were launched from Tehran at Israel, which is a fairly subdued response and may indicate that Tehran is not necessarily looking for an escalation, but rather responding to a red line that it had struck out. And so I think what we'll have to look for over the next hours is whether Israel similarly responds in a de-escalatory manner or whether it takes the opportunity to reignite the broader conflict.
Is some sort of Israeli response, even if it's to mark its own retaliatory response, is that almost inevitable? Or do you think that President Trump is able to get Israel to hold back?
So certainly I think President Trump will attempt to get Israel to hold back. I do think that some response is really inevitable. But again, whether he can convince Israel to do so in a manner that avoids further escalation, I think remains to be seen. Certainly for Prime Minister Netanyahu, though, who would prefer that this conflict actually between the United States and Iran reignite, I think that this is an opportunity he will not want to pass up.
What would from a strategic point of view, a proportionate response from Israel, what would that look like?
Perhaps, you know, a single set of responses against one or two very discrete targets, something that doesn't, cause widespread destruction, but rather is, you know, aimed at taking out a certain capability. And so in this case, given that these were missiles fired, perhaps strikes against Iran's missile facilities. And Israel can always message, of course, to Tehran, as Tehran has done to Israel, saying, you know, essentially, we've done what we're going to do and we'll call this over. I don't think that's what's going to happen, but that possibility is there.
What does it mean for peace talks?
So it's interesting. President Trump, again today, noted that he had thought in advance of this latest escalation that the peace talks were leading to some sort of agreement. We, of course, have heard that repeatedly over the last couple of months. But I think it suggests that those conversations remain ongoing, which we've known, and that the two parties remain fairly close to reaching some sort of a deal. Now, neither party wants to make the sorts of concessions that might be necessary in order to get it across the line. And I think that's why we continue to be in this space. But I do think it reaffirms that President Trump really would prefer a negotiated settlement than to go back into open conflict.
What does it tell us about Iran's current military capabilities that it was able to launch these strikes on Israel at all?
So President Trump had acknowledged earlier in the day here that Iran, in his estimation, retained about 22% of its missile stockpiles. We also know that Iran has already been rebuilding what had been destroyed in the early phases of this war. And so I think it's an important reminder that, you know, if you're simply looking at military strength, Iran will continue, regardless likely of what the United States or Israel does, Iran will continue to possess some conventional capabilities that can disrupt global trade or inflict harm on certainly U.S. allies in the region, to include Israel. And I do think that that's an important reminder and reaffirms why a diplomatic solution is the only way that we are going to truly see this war come to an end.
What does it remind us of in terms of these two parallel strategic conflicts? That is Israel v. Hezbollah, and also what's happening in Iran, that one is very much connected to the other.
Yes, I think that President Trump would have preferred, it's an understatement, for those two conflicts not to be connected. But Iran has sought from the beginning, from the first phases of the peace negotiations, to message to Washington and to Jerusalem that, in its view, you could not separate the two. And I think that any belief to the contrary was simply wishful thinking. For Iran, Hezbollah remains a key tenet of its security framework. The strength of its proxies, its missile program, and its nuclear program are all foundational to its security. And so it will not easily give up one or watch stand by as Hezbollah is dismantled.